Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Five Marines are still missing in California following today's helicopter crash. CBS San Diego reporter Kelly Hesedal.
According to the military, the search is now on for the five Marines who were on board. A group of Marines geared up and left, presumably, to go to the crash site.
The U.S. conducted another drone strike on Iranian-backed militants in Iraq today. CBS's David Martin.
The drone strike was conducted against a senior commander of the major Iranian-backed militia group.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stats off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor, we welcome you to the Wisconsin Basketball Pregame Show. Big road week for Greg Gard's team, the Michigan Wolverines tonight, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights on Saturday in Piscataway. Badgers trying to get back on track after consecutive losses to Nebraska and then a down-to-the-wire game against the Purdue Boilermakers. Trying to get things squared away as this month of February continues. About an hour away from the opening tip, well, we will, as always, check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll talk scheduling with chief of staff for basketball operations, Mark Vanderwettering. Coming up, my partner Brian Butch talking about the Badgers to date as we get things rolling in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is our Badgers pregame show from the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Part of a big week. You could look at the opponents and where they are in the standings. Coaches tend not to do that. They look at the personnel, and this is a really important week for Wisconsin. with Michigan tonight, Rutgers on Saturday. Joined now by Brian Butch. I don't think I'm overstating it. I mean, this is huge for this team. I know they dropped a couple tough ones, you know, with Nebraska and then Purdue on Sunday. Now you got to try to get things in order to stay in contention.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And when you look at what and how they've got to do it, they've got to do it on the road. And road in general in college basketball all year long has been extremely tough. And then you look at Michigan, look at Rutgers, there's talent there. Now, have they found a way to play together and play for each other? No, right? Like, that's why the Rutgers are what they are. But I think overall, anytime you're playing a team that has talent, that hasn't necessarily put it together, you don't want to be the team to let them put it together. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing that worries this group, this Wisconsin team, when you look at it overall, man, is like, there's enough of that to be able to do and have success. You can't let it be tonight, or can't let it be Saturday afternoon when they figure it out.
You find out there's a fine line in this game, and Wisconsin maybe has been dancing a little bit on edge with shot selection, even in a couple games that they had won recently. The lack of good shot selection really has come back to bite them, right, in the Nebraska game and the Purdue game. I know Purdue had its way on the glass, but that's a really good rebounding team, especially in the offensive glass. But above all, the shot selection, is that what sticks out to you?
Yeah, for me, that's exactly what it is. Now, how do you go about better shot selection is the question. One, understanding what's a good shot versus a great shot. I think sometimes they've settled for good shots when there are great shots available with one more swing in the pass. Anytime as a player you have that ball and you swing it, you got to work to get it back. But with Wisconsin, the way their offense has been clicking all year long, you haven't had to work that hard. You know it's going to find you again. And I think, you know, on bad teams, the ball doesn't get back to their better players. On great teams, it finds a way back, but maybe a little bit later in the possession. You can live with those, right? Because you have the ability to score. Like AJ, and I think for me, like, the shot selection is the time of the shot, not necessarily the shot selection itself. If you're going to take that at 4 or 5 seconds, shot clock run down, you're going to live with that because you've got multiple sides. You didn't get a better look. Okay, you're going to have a couple of those. But the reality is most teams don't want to play the entirety of the shot clock on the defensive end. There's usually a breakdown if you get multiple sides of the floor. The problem with Wisconsin over the last two games is they haven't made either Nebraska or Purdue really guard for the full shot clock. So they've taken bad shots, and that's where the shot selection comes up. Not necessarily how the shot is, but more of when the shot occurs.
This is a team also, I got to preface where I'm going here. This is a team that's scoring at a clip that we haven't seen in 30 years with Wisconsin basketball. And we've marveled with Chucky Hepburn, 3-1 assist turnover ratio, the defensive assignments that he gets. He can score. And just want, like, this staff, like, wouldn't hate it maybe if he was a little bit more aggressive. You got to pick your spots, but he's doing so many things well. But a guy that last year averaged 12 a game, he's in that 7-8 range. You know, you don't want to give up. You still want to be a distributor. You want to do all that. But if there's something available, they're really encouraging him to go get it.
Well, they are. I would love to see it. And what that does is, and I can see how it has happened, right? You're moving the ball. The ball is fine. He's getting everybody, the team, in the right situations, right? All of that's in play. However, at times you need to be selfish if you're the point guard. Why? Because the ball is in your hands the most. So understanding when, because what happened in Purdue, there's a couple times Chucky gets in the lane. They were treating him as a non-shooter. So the space that you get from attacking the paint, it was wide open. Normally the defense collapsed. And that's when you get your spray out for your threes or your better looks. But they were treating him as a non-shooter, which was the drive. And then all of a sudden there was no collapse. And he was wide open. And then looking to score and realizing that this is kind of the first game that we saw him treated as a non-shooter. Now, he can score the basketball. And now it's just understanding and reading that. I think that's the next step with Chucky that we need to see, that they need to see, the coaching staff. And he can do it. I think that's the thing that I look at with what he's gotten ahead of him.
Is this, you played the game, you know this better than I. If you see one or two go down early, can they make all the difference in the world?
But it does. Now, you have to, again, what shot are you trying to get? For me, it's a 15-foot jump, that mid-range pull-up that he's got, that he's so good at. Like, turn that corner, read the ball screen action that you're in, and then attack it. And I think at times he's been so interested and been so good at finding the right guy that you forget maybe I am the right guy on this play, right? Like, you're trying to get everyone else, and then in reality, you're the right play. Mm-hmm. But you've been looking for everybody else that when it's time to make the play for you, you're not used to that.
Yeah.
And I think just seeing it, understanding it is such a big part of what's going to have success. Plus, reality, Matt, is guard play in tournament has to be there.
Yeah.
And guard play to win a Big Ten championship has to be – you need guard. And this hurts so bad coming from a big saying that I need guards. Like, I wish I could throw the ball in the block every time, but the reality is –
it's a guard game.
The reality is when you look at the NCAA tournament, when you look at a Big Ten tournament, when you look at closing out this season, you're going to need guards to make plays. Yeah. And that's what Chucky has the opportunity to.
If only you could see the smoke coming out of Butchie's ears as he says that. But even he knows it's a guard game. We'll take a break. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight. As our pregame coverage continues, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Spotlight. And this evening, we'll hear from Mark Vandewettering, Men's Basketball Operations Chief of Staff. Now, Mark has a number of duties in his role, including getting the non-conference schedule together. Now, some of these games are preset. Obviously, the annual series with Marquette, the Gavitt games this season, the Big Ten ACC Challenge in past years. But still, he is tasked with putting together the schedule to make it fit. There are a lot of factors that go into it all. We asked him if there were any general marching orders coming down from the head coach.
Year to year, coach wants to go out and challenge ourselves. You know, it's what our guys want. It's good for the fans, good for college basketball in general. So, you know, in general, it's let's go challenge ourselves. Let's go out and prove ourselves, give ourselves a chance to get some good quality wins in the non-conference. So the overarching theme year to year is that. And then, you know, you got to look at it, you know, which team you've got and what you're expecting to have for that coming season. So, you know, going into the offseason last year, coming off the NIT run, we felt pretty good being able to retain everybody. And coach was confident, like, I think we've got a chance to be a pretty special team. So I, you know, I took that directive as, all right, let's have some fun. So, you know, you go out and start the hunt and go have some conversations with some people, see what's available. You know, there's some things that are locked in advance, you know, different, you know, the Marquette series or the conference challenges, things like that, you know, but I think obviously the one this year that stuck out was adding the Arizona series, late in the process, when, you know, you maybe just would have wanted a guarantee game in that place. But, you know, I think we knew that challenging this core group in the non-conference would pay dividends in the conference season.
I remember in past years I would hear, if it was Coach Ryan, even Greg would talk about it, where it was really hard to get those home-and-homes with the, you know, the more recognized programs. They just really weren't crazy about playing Wisconsin for whatever reason. It's becoming a little bit more manageable now, though, by getting the Tennessees and the Arizonas of the world?
For sure. I think there's a better understanding across the country now of the value of home and homes. Like I said before, it's good for the fans, and it start there, and good for college basketball. There's iconic venues across our game. So playing in those games in those arenas where you can pack the house full of your own fans is good, and it preps you for the non-conference season. Like, we're going to go through the Big Ten, and we're going to play in those iconic venues across the conference. So let's get our guys ready, get them a taste of it early. But, yeah, it's become more understood, I would say, across the country. And there's, you know, coaches like Tommy Lloyd at Arizona who understand the value of it for the game, but also for his team, and then, you know, we'll get a chance to get them back here next year.
Absolutely. So does Coach Gard have a bucket list saying, can you get us fill in the blank?
Yes.
I won't be exact here, but he said, hey, wouldn't it be great if, so you've got that bucket list for
him? Yeah, I mean, I got a list of names on my board that he'd like to go play. But yeah, I mean, like, he's been around a lot, so we've seen a lot of the venues, and there's some coaches he'd like to go up against if possible. You know, he was in talks with Mick Cronin at UCLA, but obviously we'll get the taste of them here coming up in future conference season. So there's certainly a little short list of teams we'd love to get on the schedule.
Well, we've seen the Badger fans have traveled really well to these tournaments. If it's Maui, if it's the Bahamas, this year Fort Myers. What goes into that? How does that match up where the Badgers land in some of these really good tournaments?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's credit to our fans. You know, we get approached by a lot of different tournament organizers because they know our fans will show up, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for packed arenas to put on a good event and a good showcase for the teams in the tournament. So, you know, our fans travel really, really well no matter where we go. You know, we go to Fort Myers, New York, Maui, anywhere across the country, our Badger fans are going to be there for us. So we're super fortunate that way. But yeah, I mean, it's something we forecast out, you know, a few years in advance. That's one of the earlier ones that we get locked into before, you know, we kind of get into those home-and-home series. But it's something that we're always evaluating, trying to find new things, new tournaments. We're getting approached about going to new ones all the time. Our 2024 and 25 tournaments will be newer tournaments. And then we're, you know, looking to get back into those Atlantis, Maui rotations as well. So it's a fun endeavor because we get to treat the fans. We can spread it across the country and get Badger fans everywhere.
So you mentioned next year, the year after. You want every year you would like to, right, be involved in one of these four team events at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's ideally. We get in one of those MTEs, those multiple team events that, you know, maximizes our schedule. So ideally it's a four team, two game format for us. It works out better that way because then we have the flexibility to add a home and home, which we talked about is important for us. So those are ideal. But you're not going to say no to a Maui field. Okay. If you get a chance to go get that invite, we're certainly going to take advantage of that whenever we can.
Final thought. I know you're big into the metrics, you know, the net ranking, Ken Palm and all that. And the schedule has certainly helped that you have played. You're in a really good spot as we do this interview. When should the average fan really start? Everybody's looking at bracketology, this or the other. But if net rankings, Ken Palm, When should a fan really start to, like, okay, I want to look at this every day now? I know you look at it like November.
But it's the tempting. Fans. It's tempting, you know, because they come out so early and it's, you know, game by game. It's a showcase up and down, or you're going to go here or there. And it's exciting because it gets people talking about the game, right? But, you know, analytically, you want to get enough data in there to make sure that it makes sense. You know, you're going to have some outliers if you look too early in the season. So we're creeping up on that time where, like, okay, this might actually be where it is right now. So I'd say that early to mid-February is that the good timeline to start paying attention to it, get those numbers in the mix, and see where you might fall on Selection Sunday.
That's Mark Vandewettering, Wisconsin Basketball Operations Chief of Staff, and that is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. Our pregame show continues. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The show continues. Wisconsin and Michigan tonight in Ann Arbor. So in the last segment, we thought, okay, about middle of February, a good time to take a look at bracketology. Not only do we give advice, we just never listen to advice, especially our own, because we're going to talk about bracketology right now in our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. Look, we're what, 5 weeks-ish away from Selection Sunday. So this is about that time now, the middle of, you know, as we approach the middle of February, when fans start to lock in, particularly post-Super Bowl. So we'll get to jump on that. A pre-Super Bowl look. What are the bracketologists telling us these days, Brandon?
Yeah, the Badgers have done themselves a good favor, as you might imagine. They had a very tough strength of schedule, still do. So moving forward with what they have coming up, they've got the chance to keep building on their resume so far. But it's really impressive to date. And like you said, we're just a little over a month away from postseason play here. And general consensus right now is the Badgers are sitting at a 3 seed, kind of flirting with that 2 seed line right now. And I kind of want to get it out there and talk about it. So if anybody doesn't know what the buzzwords like net rankings are, and quad one wins, quad two wins, some of that kind of stuff, just so we're familiar, or those who are listening are familiar, the net ranking is what you're going to hear a lot of now leading up to March Madness. It's a big factor in what the committee will look at when they're considering teams, and it takes a lot into account, whether it's scoring margin, the quality of your wins and losses, who you're playing, where you're playing them, and obviously the game result. And that's one thing that kind of helps build out this list of teams in the net ranking. And right now Wisconsin is 13th in the net ranking. Another thing you'll hear a lot about too is these quad one wins, quad two wins, all those different opportunities, and those are based on who you're facing and where they rank in the net ranking. So for example, today here tonight, Michigan ranks 111 in the net ranking, so it's a quad two opportunity for the Badgers tonight, still valuable for sure. And as you start to stack these, that's where the resume really builds for the Badgers, and it's so impressive so far. I mean, Wisconsin right now is one of 3 teams that has 10 or more quad one and two wins. The other two are Purdue, and you've got UConn. So you're talking about the top two teams in the country and Wisconsin. It's good company to keep.
I know, Butchie, the net ranking is a relatively new metric that fans have looked at, but, you know, the bracketologists, and when you were playing, when Bo wasn't around,
did you
sneak a little peek around this time of year? Where are the Badgers?
Well, we absolutely did.
Yeah.
But because one of the things, the reason you look at it, is because you know what's ahead. And don't think that these guys didn't look at last week realizing, okay, there's two quad one opportunities in front of them. They didn't win them. I understand that. Like, we could have been talking about a possible one seed had they done it. Now you're looking at a three seed. Can you work your way up to a two seed? I know Mike DeCourcy has his out there. I know Tennessee, I believe, is on a two line. Marquette's on a two line. Like, so there's some opportunities that teams that you've played, Arizona's a two, like, so there's some teams that you have played where you can really kind of, like, look at it and say, okay, like, where the conversation?
And as Mark mentioned, Brandon, and you know this, our chat with Mark Vandewettering, when they put the non-conference schedule together, now, certainly it was challenging this year because they like their roster. And a lot of that is, what does your team look
Which
like?
Is smart.
But yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But you don't see a Wisconsin team with a non-conference schedule full of cupcakes. There will be some guarantee games. Not many. But the way they scheduled early in the year is certainly helping them right now.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a credit to folks like Mark Vandewettering who put the schedule together, and Greg Gard and the coaching staff for not shying away from that competition. And like you're saying, Matt, four of the last five seasons, Wisconsin has had a top 25 strength of schedule. So it's not like even, you know, Brian saying, which is true, they like their squad this season, so they want to test them. But for the last 5 years, they've been top 25 in strength of schedule, so they've not shied away from competition. So far this season, they already have 7 wins over teams that are ranked in the top 60 of the net ranking. Talking about win against Marquette, Michigan State twice, that win over SMU in the title game down in Fort Myers, Nebraska at home, Virginia, and Iowa. So they've been able to accumulate a lot of these quality wins.
You have those, but here's the biggest thing with it is your bye games, right? We use that in quotes. Like, they're not scheduling teams that are in the 300s.
Yes, they would like to avoid that.
That's why you get that net. Like, last year, one of the biggest issues was they scheduled Green Bay. They were dead last. Like, that pulled down their net, their conversation.
Yep.
The teams that they have now, granted, they're bye games. They should win. But they're good quality opponents that you're going to see playing in championship games during championship week trying to get in the NCAA tournament. That's the difference.
And as we get closer and closer, we'll certainly revisit this, see where they are. And it's fun to know that this Badger team right now, not just in the mix, but in a really good spot. Work to do. You want to make sure you seal the deal, but they're in a really good spot right now. He's Brandon Harrison. That is our Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Back at the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor, the Wisconsin Badgers 16-6 overall, 8-3 in Big Ten play. Trying to snap a little two-game losing streak. Michigan has dropped five straight. Juwan Howard's team two and nine in the Big Ten, 7-15 overall. We're a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. You probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues from Ann Arbor, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Let's talk about life. You've got a guy missing on this trip for all the right reasons. Jim Snyder, his wife Jenna, giving birth, a little baby girl. So Jim's attending the thing. As important as this game is, he's attending to something a little bit more important.
Yeah, he made a quick rush in Sunday morning to help us out. And baby was born, I guess, Sunday morning, 2 a.m. So everything's going well, healthy, and just was planned on staying back on this trip anyway because the due date was around this time, and things all came together. And on Sunday early, obviously in the wee hour morning, or the wee morning hours, but everybody's doing well, so Jim's hanging back for this trip.
Yeah, congrats to the entire family, and of course Jim, being diligent as he is, has it all written out, the cards given to the coaches, the players, they know what to do.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's probably watching us through something, Skype, he'll be tuned in tonight. No, it's a huge congratulations to Jim and Jenna, and obviously Dakota and Stella got a little baby sister at home.
There you go. This is a trip like you did last year. It was with a Wednesday night game and then a Saturday early game. You stay on the road. We talk about this in the Fort Myers trip or any time you guys are together for a length of time. Even now, I mean, you know, everybody's got some bumps and bruises and all of that stuff, but maybe getting away for a few days isn't the worst thing.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it makes sense when the schedule came out in the fall, specifically game times, and the Saturday early game really kind of sealed that decision as we looked at this. And, you know, with classes now, majority are online anyway, so there's not a lot of missed class time. So it is good to get away. It's good to, you know, guys get to spend a little more time together, hotel, you know, doing different things and hanging out and meals. And we'll even get out of the hotel at some point in time on this trip and have a meal together. So all in all, you know, this group really likes each other. It's obviously why part of the reason why we're really good. And these are always neat trips.
I'm just going to say that, just watching your guys, the shoot around today or the practices, you know, fans, as we know, everybody rides an emotional roller coaster, no one more so than you guys. But to hear these guys just kind of, you know, chop it up and they have fun jabbing each other, they're working on the, you know, whatever the old dance move was today at the shoot around. It's still, as much as the game is evolving and all that, still a kid's game.
It is. You still keep in mind, you got, you know, 17, 18 year old to 20, you know, 22, 23 year olds that are playing a game. And from the outside, I know obviously we have a lot of passion and you know, emotion that goes into that, but nobody's more resilient than our players. I mean, we're all disappointed on Sunday when we got back to practice Monday, went through the film. I think we're really encouraged about all the things that we didn't do well, and we still had the game pretty close.
Yeah, you did.
So that's the encouraging part. I try to always look at the positives, like, hey, no, we got a lot of things to get better at, a lot of mistakes we made, missed some shots, took some bad shots. We clean all those things up, we got a chance to get into another gear, and that's what we want to do.
All right, Badgers in Michigan tonight. We'll talk more about tonight's game, our conversation with the head coach presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners.
making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. Coach, as you've always said, and the guy who was in the chair before you, you'd never look at records. You just look at personnel. And you look at this personnel of Michigan, and you're like, wow, they got talent.
Yeah, it didn't take long, you know, as we've talked, you know, off air, Matt, about I haven't seen a lot of Michigan holistically because there just hadn't, for whatever reason, been a lot of crossover in games that I had watched. But starting Sunday night after I got through the Purdue game and diving in, I had to do a double take back to the stat sheet. Like, how's this team only won 7 games and only 2 in the league? So you start seeing names on the court as you watch them and start putting positions together and you're thinking about matchups. There's a lot of talent on this team. And obviously talent's played other places, you know, transferred in. But very recognizable names and you know, experienced players. You know, it's a really talented team. It's just had a hard time being consistent, even within a game. So, you know, our job's tonight to make sure they don't find that comfort and that confidence of consistency.
Yeah, Olivier Kama certainly has helped in the transfer from Tennessee. And it's a home game, so Doug McDaniel plays. And they're just in a basketball evaluation here. The guy with burst, a guy who could hurt teams in various ways.
Oh, the numbers, you know, look at the numbers of when he plays and when he doesn't. It's much like looking at Nebraska's numbers. I mean, it's you know, 15 more points per game. He obviously brings an ability to really break defenses down, ultra quick, you know, getting better at dispersing the ball. His decision-making is getting better. You can see he's taking a jump from when he was a freshman a year ago. So, you know, that's the one added element that when you see him, you know, here at home, is you got him, you got Doug McDaniel handle the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm. Final thought, I know John Blackwell's listed as questionable, but what going through the shoot around today, and one thing you guys have been doing here in recent games, you know, Minnesota for the Minnesota guys and Chucky in Nebraska, at the end when you do free throws, the little booing thing going on. That's part of the having the fun here, but I guess you just, the preview of coming attraction.
Exactly, right? Yeah, and I don't know how much he'll get booed tonight, and it's, you know, I mean, he, but, you know, it's good. I always like to, if there's a local guy, like to pull him out and let the other guys heckle him as they love to do and see how they handle it. And John hit nothing but net on that free throw. So I think he's in a good place.
Yeah, pretty mature guy, especially for a freshman, but mature, period. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Continues. Time now for our Big Ten report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Well, Butchie, we got to the hotel in town. Actually, we're watching it on the phone on the bus, and we get back. We get to the hotel, and we're watching a grinder, Rutgers and Maryland. Give Rutgers credit, though. They've won back-to-back road games. And that's been, you know, they're not going to win pretty, but they have won 2 in a row. So the Badgers it's life on the road in the Big Ten. They've got the assignment tonight in Ann Arbor. No one's expecting it to be easy on Saturday either with Rutgers.
No, this both these games are two tricky games. You look at this, obviously take care of Michigan first, but Rutgers have got a couple of additions that have kind of given that offense a little bit of a pop. And then you've got one of the best bigs in the as far as in the league, Cliff Amore, and what he's done. So yeah. there's some challenges that await this Badger team in New Jersey. But you got to take care of this one first. That's the biggest thing.
All kinds of close games last night in the Big Ten. Indiana on the road in the second half, down 18, rallies to beat Ohio State. Buckeyes are free-falling now. They've lost five straight, eight out of nine. You know, that was kind of a desperate game for both teams. You got to credit Indiana for finding a way there.
That would be a word, credit. I think it was more of an Ohio State
collapse. We'll start with that. Yes.
I think it was more of an Ohio State
meltdown
than a credit to Indiana. But either way, one team needed to win that one. That was, like you said, man, both teams are trying to search for something there. And I just don't know if Ohio State can get out of it now. They're in a funk. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I will say Malik Renew, he was a problem against Wisconsin. He was a problem last night against Ohio State. Trey Galloway played really well. Somehow they left a shooter wide open.
Anthony Leal. I mean, a guy that's really been extremely quiet all year long, too. One good game.
Hit the big three. Minnesota continues to win some games here. Wow. He's one of the most improved teams, certainly in the Big Ten, but beyond that, 59-56 over Michigan State. The national story will be on the Spartans, but in the league, we said it, we're there. They're improving, this Minnesota outfit.
Well, I had on Saturday as well, and just a good win against Northwestern. And I think Northwestern's better than Michigan State as far as what they do. So you look at what Minnesota's done, how they've done. Now, both of those have been at home. But didn't matter last year to that Minnesota team with their home or road. They were not good. So much improved in what they're doing. I think they're playing with great pace. They play together. The ball moves so well for them. And then Pharrell Payne's been really good on the defensive end to anchor that. Came up with some big shots or blocked shots against Northwestern. And then that last drive altered that shot. Didn't block the shot, but altered it. Was short there. And that's why they're able to close out that game.
A big game tonight. Obviously, big game that is in front of us here with Wisconsin and Michigan. But Nebraska at Northwestern. Nebraska almost pulled it off over the weekend at Illinois. Northwestern coming off those back-to-back overtime road losses, trying to get things right on the home floor. That will be an 8 o'clock tip Central Time, and that is our look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Butchie will give you his keys to tonight's game at the Chrysler Center. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers pregame show continues. Let's get tonight's keys to the game. Brian, what you got?
All right, so we're going to start here. Shot selection first.
Yeah.
Right? Like that.
First, second, third.
So that's really not like the key, but that's the key, if you know what I mean. Like, you worry about you first. Normally with keys, it's all right. What does the opposition do? What do they do well? Take that away. No. We're going to start there. Shot selection for Wisconsin. However, after that, Michigan does a good job of getting in transition. So make sure your transition defense is really good. Get back, low to the ball, build a wall first so that they can't get easy buckets. When Michigan has to work for a shot, they struggle. And that's kind of what you got to eliminate there. The last thing you've got to do, they're going to get into a lot of ball screens. So as a unit of five, you've got to guard the ball screen with five defenders. Your big's going to come and show sometimes. Sometimes he'll play flat. So that means the backside needs to be there in the action that they're running. Those are the three main things. One of what you got to take care of first. The other two are, and this is the first time that I've done it with one that Wisconsin has to worry about first, but the other two are what Michigan does well.
And this is the kind of game, and the way Michigan has been playing this season, you dominate the second half because Michigan is there to be dominated. Only DePaul is worse, right, in point differential in the second half. Michigan has a really disturbing stat for them. When they're ahead at the half, they're 7-8. That's the worst in the conference.
It's really unbelievable, to be honest.
So if you're the Badgers, whatever it is at halftime, finish the deal in those next 20 minutes.
Yeah, the only problem is Kevin Kugler's on the call, and he might put another stat out there. You're right, he'll put another stat out there. That's what happened in Nebraska.
He will.
So
not that we throw him under the bus.
Not that we would ever. Why, yeah. Us two throw a never.
Oh, yeah. Never. First thing we said to him today, hey, thanks for that 120-0 stat. Nice job, Kevin. All right, those are your keys to the game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups. Presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
W Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. John Blackwell listed as questionable in this game, is going through the warm-ups. They expect him to give it a whirl, and we'll see how much they can get out of the freshman from Michigan. Where's Kamari McGee, not on the trip, continuing to work to his rehab off of the injury suffered in the Indiana game. Everybody else up and running tonight for Wisconsin. Jace Howard is out for Michigan. Out of the floor for our national anthems.
Joy, I see.
Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
Okay, confession time. I just shopped Kohl's clearance and I might have gone a little overboard. But who can blame me with all the major markdowns going on? I saved 70% on so many great finds, like cozy fleece sweats, comfy PJs, a cute sweater, a warm jacket, and I could keep going. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Kohl's clearance major markdown. And if you see me there again, no you didn't. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
what are you doing? Block him!
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesman off the right wing and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three right side. Book it!
Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim, slam dunk.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner.